the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The readings that the church put when we bid farewell permanently to one of our beloved ladies are very deep, and also they explain the meaning of departure and the meaning of heavenly life in heavens. The Pauline epistle from the 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says clearly that the departure for us is a sad point, but the departure for God is planting. Listen to what St. Paul was describing, the burial of the body. It is sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it's raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it's raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. And afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. And the second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. St. Paul considers the burial of the body is sowing. Sowing. We put the body, after we dig a part in the earth and put the body underneath and bid farewell to the body. And it remains 1,000 years, million years, we don't know, 1 year, few minutes, also we don't know. But we are sure of a very important thing, according to what St. Paul said, that as we are sown natural body, we will have the spiritual one. As we have been sown in dishonor, we will raise in glory. Weakness, we raise in power. As Abuna said, our life on earth is very limited compared to the eternal life. That's why in heavens there is a party. In heavens there is a celebration that there is a soul who, or a person, who completed his period on earth successfully. And now they receive him in a joyful way. They celebrate that a man or a woman has overcome, has defeated all the difficulties, all the persecutions, all the fight of Satan against him or against her. Then when we finish our strife on earth, khalas, there is no need anymore to stay on earth. Some people who don't recognize this point escape from this fact by doing anything. But those who are wise enough work on it very carefully. Work on it very faithfully. Work on it knowing that the moment of sowing is a little bit difficult for everyone. But the moment of raising on the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to take all these souls with him in heavens will be a glorious one. Will be a very joyful one. Those who have victory on earth against the difficulties and the amusements and the tricks of Satan, having been in very close and touch relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, will not be afraid anyway. First, when they leave this world in this moment, and second, when the results will be announced about those who have victory in the last day. Not only this part of the epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, but the gospel of St. Matthew. The gospel of St. Matthew, especially in the funeral service of the ladies, speaks about the woman who came to the Lord having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. This describes the relationship between us and our beloved Lord. It's built on love. And the love that this woman wanted to translate or to express practically, she bought everything. She bought this alabaster from all her money and poured it on the head of our Lord Jesus Christ. In another word, we say that she loved Jesus Christ. And this is the second point, which is very important. If we spend our lives loving Jesus Christ, then the moment of sowing, although it will be difficult and sad, the moment of raising will be marvelous. I heard yesterday a very impressive word that took my heart. A handicapped girl, was preaching the gospel, was speaking to her colleagues in the school, saying, there is a big difference to put Jesus as a part of your life and that Jesus being the focus of your heart, the mansion of your heart, Jesus Christ. Many people put the Lord as a part of their activity. as a part of their day, as a part of their mind, as a part of their heart, and the rest is for the world. This cannot work at all. If Jesus Christ lives in my heart, then he will be the source of my activities, the source of everything I do, the source of my education, my marriage life, my profession, my job, my children, my service, source of it. Please don't put the Lord as a part of your day, but put all the day in the hands of the Lord and ask him to manage it, to manage your life, to manage your day, to control your day, to guide you. And because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, then the temple of the Holy Spirit is supposed to work in me all the time. And this is the main difference between the Christians who do believe that their relationship with God is only when they come to the church, when they attend the Mass, the liturgy, when they receive the Holy Communion, when they attend the meeting, the Vespers, or when they pray some short prayers during the day, and that's it. One of the monks said to his brothers in the monastery, if you only pray when you stand before God only, then you don't pray. Because prayer is the relationship with God. As-salah, هي الصلة الدائمة بالله. The prayer, the definition of the prayer is the continuous relationship with God. As Elijah said, living alive with the Lord whom I am standing before all day. If you consider that you have a time to pray and a time to play, or a time to study, or a time to work, or a time to give your family their needs and stay with them, you betray yourself. But if you feel that you do all these things through Christ who lives in you, it's completely different. And you will get used to him. When you do that, when you go to heavens, you will find it very familiar to you because you practiced it already in the world. That's why when we have such occasion like that, we lift up our hearts and say, oh my Lord, I want to live with you continuously to get used to live with you in heavens eternally. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Heart's sympathy to our beloved, the family Taman. One of the signs of the successful life of Madame Yvonne, her beloved family who serve everywhere. And this is a proof that hopefully, God willing, she will be rewarded, or she is now rewarded in heavens with what she deserves. Pray for us, and we pray for you, Madame Yvonne. Let us pray. Amen, alleluia, doxa patri.
Христос пенути. Эп орон тати ирине мой нане ди кирине сим нане ди кирине календовна не волжи сухта ди вовне мезму биамаша не амин. May I order to pray thankfully, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us, and lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord.
May the love of God the Father, and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Who wants to leave, let him leave in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. I need a few minutes kida to give your heart sympathy to the family. And then we start the glorification of St. John the Baptist and Pope Kirill VI. Faddalo.